God's been speaking to me about this, and I want to share what he's been saying to me. So I was thinking of preparing my sermon, and I wanted to sort of, I had this idea of what I thought Jesus' character was like, but I wanted to make sure I was right, you know. I was pretty sure I was, you know, wasn't anything out there, but I thought, I want to, you know. So I thought, I'm going to read through the Gospels from start to finish, and I now know. So off I went, and I didn't get past Matthew, because I'd sort of found everything I needed there. I didn't really need to go looking any further, because said it all there. And as I was reading through Matthew, verses came to me that I thought, I've never even registered those verses before. You know, you read the Gospels, and I've read them loads of times. I studied them for university, and I still completely missed these verses. I don't know where I was, but so we're just going to have a look at them. But that there, sort of the title of my sermon, You Can Make a Difference, because this is all about us and you. So I'm going to try and see if this works. Oh, someone did it for me. Oh, I've gone on to the next one. Oh, I was working it myself there. Billy's doing it for me. Okay, so this is Matthew 12, verses 17 to 21. You can change it if you want, but it's up there, ready for you. This is what it says. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah concerning him, talking about Jesus. Look at my servant whom I have chosen. He is my beloved who pleases me. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not fight or shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. Finally, he will cause justice to be victorious, and his name will be the hope of all the world. So Jesus there, we see the picture of Jesus. That was foretold in Isaiah as well, was that he was all about justice. And he still is. Nothing's changed. He wants justice in this world. But I want to ask you this. Do you think that as Christians we are known for justice? If someone said, you know, average person on the street, what do you think about Christians? Do you think the first thing that comes to their mind is, oh, they're all for justice? I don't think so. I think if you ask the average person, they might say, stupid, probably, as one. They think we're stupid. Self-righteous, annoying, yes. Pompous, hypocrites, definitely. And I don't blame them, because it's true. I'm talking to myself here as well, I'm not just talking to you. It's true. So many of us as Christians are known for the things that we hate rather than what we love. And are we going out there and showing that love? And is that what Jesus is about? And I want to give you a couple of examples of things that have just happened. As I've been preparing my sermon, over in the media, this is in the general media, things that have occurred to do with Christians, and see what you think. So the first one is, I don't know if any of you do Twitter. I love Twitter. All my family do Twitter. Love a bit of Twitter. And Cara's on Twitter. She's not here today, but she retweeted this tweet. So here's a little tweet for you. And it says, it's from an MP, and it says, 7 years as an MP, and I'm still waiting for a Christian to send me a letter on child poverty. Plenty on homosexuality and abortion. Now, this is Ethan's favourite thing at the minute, and I'm going to do it. He does this, he goes, and wipes his hand down his face. That makes me want to do that. What are we bothered about? What is getting us angry? Is it the right things? I don't think so. Another thing which happened as well was, I don't know if you saw this in the news, it was quite big news, is that a Christian group called the Core Issues Trust tried to have an advert put on the side of London buses. You see it? Basically against homosexuality, saying that they could cure them. And they were paying probably thousands and thousands of pounds. Do you think to have an advert on the side of a bus in London, it's going to be pretty expensive to have that. And it was stopped, thankfully. And now that Christian group are suing them for not allowing them to put that on there. And again, face slap. This is the view of Christians in the media of things that we're bothered about, things that we're going out there and tackling. Ooh, that, you know, let's go out and tackle homosexuality. No. And I want to ask you, if Jesus was here today, back on earth now, what would he be doing? And it's a classic, what would Jesus do? Everyone, you know, back in the 90s or whenever it was, had the bracelets and the necklace and the whatever, the WWJD, what would Jesus do? But I want to ask you, what would he do if he was here? What would he be fighting against? Would he be sitting writing letters to MPs about the problem of homosexuality? No, I don't think so. Would he be out there protesting the funerals of dead soldiers like that other famous Christian group do in America? Don't think so. Would he be paying thousands of pounds on a bus campaign that's going to alienate and turn more people against him than going to bring him closer to him? I think the answer is pretty obvious. Well, it is to me anyway. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I think he wouldn't be wasting his time on any of that. He would be in the business of sorting out injustice and oppression in this world. He would be doing what we should be doing and sorting out the things that we should be sorting out, because we are him on this earth right now. So we should be doing what he would be doing. And when I was thinking about this, the word trailblazer came to me. And that's what we should be. We are trailblazers for social justice. And this is the definition of a trailblazer. The second one, is a person who is the first to do something and innovate. I like that one, but I much prefer the top one, which says a person who makes a new track through wild country. And that's what we're going to do. We are making a new track through wild country. This isn't something that's going to be easy. Tackling the problem of justice in our society and the problem of this is human trafficking. It's not going to be easy. And, you know, I've never thought it would be. But that is us as trailblazers for Jesus. We are making a new track through wild country. We have got to go out there and be him on this earth. And, you know, I've sort of heard it so many times before, people saying, yeah, you know, I'm a nice person, you know, I'm a good person, I'm doing what Jesus wants me to do. I'm nice, I'm not. Is that good enough? It's not for me. And I don't think it's good enough for Jesus either, because if you have a little look at the very first sermon that Jesus preached, these were the very first words he said. Oh, come on, work now. It's not working. You'll have to go on to the next slide for me, really. Matthew chapter 5, verses 6 to 10. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. And God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. We are the trailblazers, and we are the ones who have been commissioned to go out and be Jesus to this world. That's our job. Are we doing it? I don't know if I am enough. I'm just going to grab a drink, sorry. Here's a picture of my... I'm going to get upset now. I knew I was. Of my little girl. She was 3 yesterday. Are we okay with the fact that in this country, children as young as 3 are being used for sex? Are we okay with that? Just like Eva there, my little girl. Are we okay with children as young as 3 being used for slavery? In this country, not somewhere else far off. This country, right here now. Are we, as Christians, okay with that? Because if we do nothing, then we're basically saying, yeah, I'm fine with that. You might not be, you know, outwardly saying it so overtly like that and saying, yeah, I'm fine with that, no problem. But we just let things go because either we get scared or we think, I can't make a difference, I can't do something, I can't change it, I'm only me. But it only takes one person to start it and get the ball rolling. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do. Because I don't want to see anyone of any age, but especially not 3-year-olds, being used and, you know, defiled in that way. They should be running around in fields like she is there, enjoying herself, not going through the terrible things they are. And it said on that video that in London alone, there are over 1,000 children at risk of sexual exploitation, and that's just London. Goodness knows what it is across the country. So, back to what Sam was talking about last week, is if we do nothing and we say, no, I can't, we're scared or whatever, or we think we can't make a difference, we can, because Jesus has called us to, but in the end, if we don't, he's going to say to you, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and not help you? And he will answer, I tell you the truth, when you refuse to help the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you were refusing to help me. I don't want us to be scared this morning and get that attitude of, I can't do anything, I can't make a difference. You can make a difference. And the fact that we are here together in a group as well, we are going to make even more of an impact. And we need to be Jesus. In the situations where people think Jesus doesn't care, we go there and show he cares. In the places where there's no hope, where lives are being violated and crushed and destroyed, we bring hope. That's where we should be. And do you know what? I am sick and tired of Christianity getting a bad press. Let's be the difference. Let's start changing the face of Christianity. Let's turn those words around that I said at first and make them, when someone sees a Christian, they think of us as those people who are getting out there and doing good and changing the world. Not people who are sitting, writing letters and moaning about all the things. Oh, they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that. That's not our business. Our business is being Jesus on this earth and going out and helping those people who need our help. So let's be known for what we love and for what we do. And let's be known for hating injustice. So this morning, I want to urge you to find what really ticks you off, okay? What makes you really angry? Right, you know, righteously angry, not horrible angry, but righteously angry. You know, what is, you know, what is making you hit you right here? For me, it's this, yeah? I just have to hear this. It makes me, it's like a sucker punch in your heart, you know, there. If it's this, that's great. If it's something else, that's great too. But I want you to run with it. I want you to take those feelings, because those feelings there, Jesus convicting your heart, and they will spur you on to go out there and change things, because we are the difference on this earth and we will make a difference. And it only takes one. If it is this that punches you right between the eyes, then there's loads of things you can do to help, and we're going to be looking at some of them. But obviously money is one, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to focus on the money because I know that that's hard for people. I think what's more important at this moment is time. Giving up time to raise awareness. And there's so many of us here in this room, if we just went out and told people who we work with, people who we know, our family, about this problem, then they tell other people. Because I think that this problem is something people don't know about. People aren't aware that this is going on right here. And we need to make people aware, because I think if more people knew about this, there'd be more of an uproar. I think people either don't know it's going on or they don't care. Either way, we need to be out there. And we have our Act for Justice group. We meet about once a month, which isn't a lot of time. And we meet together and we pray, and we are going to be doing some fundraising events, and we're going to be doing raising awareness. And we'd love you to be part of that. and come and help us, as I was saying before, punch some holes in that darkness. Because if we do nothing, nothing's going to change, is it? And we are the difference. So we are here, not on this earth. We're not here to judge. We are here to bring justice. That is our job this morning. And you are the difference. Not just you can make a difference. You are the difference. And it's going to be you and me, us together as a fellowship, going out there to make the difference. Are you with me? Thanks.